mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Here we are again in Cristo de Rock 100.7 FM, KWRD, The Word FM. And here I'm Guillermo Morales, doctor in physical therapy, and we have Tina Elmegreen.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Ella quiere anunciar aquí a un ministerio que se llama el Lay Witness for Christ, en la gente que va a ir a las Olimpiadas del 2014. The Olympics.
2012.
Okay, del 2012
en
Londres. Y la dirección aquí va a haber una reunión el domingo para juntarse a adorar al Señor con alabanzas, y también va a haber una pastora, Diana Acosta. La dirección es 13465 Midway Road, Suite 120, Dallas 75244. Ahora va a ser a las 7:30 p.m. Es gratis, usted puede entrar, vestirse como usted pueda vestirse nomás. La pastora Diana Acosta va a estar haciendo la enseñanza, y va a haber dos cantantes. Va a estar Tiquan Moore, él es un cantante cristiano que viene de la ciudad de Houston, y también va a estar Robert Silva, que Robert Silva tiene un grupo aquí de Dallas, Texas, que se llama Up and Coming, y un grupo cristiano también, y son con música muy moderna, pero siempre con alabanzas al Señor, a Jesucristo.
And the two songs that you just heard were from Tiquan, so
Tiquan,
hope you enjoyed those.
Okay, I hope so.
If you're in the Dallas area, make sure to stop by tomorrow evening and see him live in person. So we are back onto our topic of how do you know you're a Christian?
Yes.
It's not hard to become a Christian.
Not at all.
Not at all.
What do you have to do? How many work?
You don't have to do any work. Nada, nunca, nunca.
Nada, why not?
Other than just confess with your mouth.
Yes.
That you want the Lord to be your Savior.
Uh-huh.
And that we're sinners. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the mark.
Yes.
And we do, probably on a daily basis, something
exactly.
Something wrong. We forget to do something. But you know what? He loves us anyway.
Yep.
He loves us anyway.
And it's not the majority, or I would say every religion in the world, is work-based. So what do you have to do to be a better person, or how many steps you have to do to be a better father or mother or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, etc., etc. But this is not. Jesus Christ did all the work for you.
Absolutely.
He took care of everything. So it's not what you can do to reach eternity with Him. It's what He did for you to do that.
Yeah.
How to get closer to that. And that took me a while to understand that.
Me too.
I thought it was a work-based, you know what I mean? I said, what do I have to do? Just show me and I do it, you know?
Yes.
Everybody in the world says, well, the majority of the people that I know, they're hard workers. So they say, William, what do I have to do?
And when I said, what did I forget to do before, I guess that could have been a double standard too, but it's, what could I have done better today? What, you know, maybe I had a bad attitude with someone, or maybe I didn't spend time with the Lord at all in prayer with Him, or, I mean, it could be a number of things. We just want to make sure that we are in His will, and that we spend time with Him, because that's really what He wants.
Yeah.
That's really what He wants.
Okay. So I think that the issue here is, for the people who don't know Him, and they want to get closer, first they have to recognize that they are sinners.
Yes.
And there is nothing in the world you can do, neither you or me. I don't remember how many lies I made in my life.
Sure.
I don't know how many things I stole in my life.
Sure.
Knowing or not knowing.
Right, right.
If I try to remember, I'm so ashamed of that, I don't want to remember.
Right.
I don't remember how many girlfriends I hurt.
That's
because of my actions.
Yes.
I don't remember how many people I hurt with my actions.
That's
so
true. Me too.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So who is going to keep track? Many
exactly.
people say, well, it's according to your good deeds. How are you going to keep track of your good deeds? I mean,
it's a lot.
You don't know who keeps the track for that. I mean, you have a book about how many lies. Okay, now I'm going to go I did 10 lies when
so
I was 5 years old.
I have to make up
5 years
10
old.
Good things to do. No,
exactly.
It
you
doesn't work that way.
Better. I mean, you would help 10 old ladies to cross the street, for example.
Yeah, right.
You're
going
to take meals to the poor people. You know what I mean?
And those are all good things to do.
They are
but
good things to do,
we don't
yes.
have to do those.
Exactly.
At all.
Not to reach eternity with Christ.
We want to. If we do those, it's because we want to do those from our heart, not because we have to do them.
Yeah. I think God put it in your heart. You think, you know what the other things I learned over the years, and I guess it was the one of the few things I learned, and now I live it in practices, is you look the world with the eyes of Christ.
That's right.
So basically, you put Christ in the morning. Like you
That's
put a
right.
coat, you put a shirt, you put Christ in the morning on you. So you are more sensitive
yes.
to the bad thing happening in life. You know, when the people are abusing people, you see in the news and
That's
stuff like
right.
that, you like it less right now. And my wife doesn't like me to use the word hate, but God hates sin.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He hated so much that he sacrificed his son for it. So
yes.
the same thing, I hate the people when they do bad things for other people. You know what I mean? They know they're doing bad and they keep doing it.
Right.
You are more sensitive to that.
Well, and if you know the song, are you familiar with Brandon Heath?
He's yes.
Well, he has that
eyes,
song.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. I mean, what a profound statement that
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
1 second.
Exactly.
Give me your eyes for 1 second. So I pray that. I do pray that. Give me your eyes today,
yeah.
Lord, to see what you want for me to see so that I may further your kingdom.
In my case, since I work with the hurt people,
right?
I ask the Lord every morning, give us, with my wife, we pray every morning to give us the wisdom
yes.
how to take care of his people the best way possible.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you come with a neck pain,
mm.
shoulder pain, everything. In many of the pain, well, unless you are an athlete and really you have an injury. I mean, you pick up something heavy, you really injure your back or whatever. But most of the time, people are hurting physically because they have an internal hurt.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Hurt.
That's
their
true.
Their heart somehow
Absolutely.
Is being hurt at some point of their life. So then it just go outside.
Yes.
What is the inside of their heart now? It goes to show outside and they have either back pain, lower back, neck.
You have the compassion of Christ.
Yeah. So I ask, Lord, every morning, give me the compassion of you. Give me your hands to heal people.
Yes.
But not for my glory.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because many
right.
people get taken in the wrong way.
Right.
So, okay, you are promoting your business, you're growing your business just because of the business part. We don't do that anymore. We passed a long time ago. I mean, we were in our own business because of that. Because we were serving other people and they want the money.
Yes.
We said, you know what, we are kind of tired of this, and let's try to take care of people the way we want
That's
it,
right.
the way Christ wanted, and then the rest is going to come
That's right.
by itself.
And he will
happening.
Do it all.
Yep.
And he has, as far as I know from the testimonies that I have heard
yeah.
with, you know, your struggles and your business. You know, starting a new business is
yep.
not easy.
No, it's not easy.
But
and you know, the devil is going to attack you in your weakest
Oof.
Spot. And the
Absolutely.
Weakest part at that time was the relationship with my wife. We were partners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live together every
yes.
day at home. And now we live together every day at work and at home.
That's tough.
So it's hard.
Yes.
We never lived that experience before. We worked for same companies before, but not in the same physical
wow.
place.
Yes.
So working in the same place, you can see at one point, you can see the attack of the devil. And we were at each other. I mean,
wow.
we were at each other. I mean,
wow.
everything I did was wrong. Everything cheated was wrong to me.
Wow.
And we were, wah, wah, wah.
Now is the time where you need to give your...
So one morning, one night, I was... At that point, since I had to compensate the salary, I was doing visit at home for patients. And I would listen to a pastor. The only thing I heard every day was Christian radio station. And one of the pastors was a family counselor, a husband and wife. And one of the things they said that day, I mean, I needed that word, is you have to recognize who your enemy is.
Ooh.
And it's not your wife.
Ooh.
It's not your wife. It's the devil. So if you're fighting with your wife, that's what we're talking about, is because the devil wants you to fight. And if you separate, then you let the devil win.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
And so when you know who your enemy is, now you need to get forces together.
You have to
like
be prayed
up.
Yeah,
United States has an enemy. They have the army together. Now everybody fighting with one enemy, one goal. So that day I came to my house. I came to my office of the house and I told him, you know what, from now on, everything you said, I'm going to try to please you as much as I can. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we're going to start praying together and we're going to form an army or two right now, pray every morning.
That's profound.
And go together against the devil because he's the enemy. I'm not your enemy. You are not my enemy. And we are fighting here too much. So we have two choices. Either go separate ways or go together and fight this fight together. And that was start doing it and start working. I cannot tell you work right away. I mean, next day we were not. You know what I mean? But it's little by little. And it's until today. It was still 5 years. 5 years later, we're still praying every morning. Because of that, because we need the protection.
And the enemy. That's amazing. Stuff. That's a great testimony. Yep. And now's the time where you need to give your contact information because I'm sure that ministered to somebody and couple out there.
Our office is Arlington Physical Therapy. We're located in Arlington, Texas. And phone number 817-466-7276. And you can find us on the web. You're going to see our bio, everything we do for people is arlington-physical-therapy.com. And you can Google it, arlingtonphysicaltherapy.com, and you're going to find
us. Have an email address?
Email address right there. When you go to the website,
okay.
There is an email contact. And I don't know what it is
they
because
can
it gets to
find you on there.
My phone. And I get
so if you're listening and that really ministered to you, that really ministered to me.
Yeah.
A couple that is together often throughout the day or all the time throughout the day
all
in
the
your case.
Both of the time.
How do you get through those trials? Guillermo is here if you need a shoulder or an ear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, oh, my wife, Ana Maria, her name.
That's
and
true.
We really, you know, and we really see miracles in people. Like you see it at the church. That you saw last weekend when the lady got healed with TMJ or knee pain.
Yes.
We do it through prayer, but also to our hands. Because sometimes, like I said, we are the hands of God right here, right now in the world. We are the church and we are the body of Christ. And in our case, we are the hands and we use these hands to heal people the best way we can.
Wow. What an amazing gift. What an honor.
What
an honor.
And then since we learned that, we've been more careful what we do. 4 minutes. Okay. One more thing. The book of John. Book of John, the Gospel of John is my favorite book. I listen to that every day.
Without, it is good.
Because it's so good. But also the letters of John. We were talking about this past Sunday at the Sunday school class. I go to Field the Road in Arlington also. It's a Baptist church. In the Sunday school class, we were talking about how to recognize yourself or each other if you are Christian or you are walking in the world.
All right.
And the first letter of John is a good guide.
Okay.
On how you do that. In the first chapter, in the first paragraph right here, it's saying it's the word of life. It's from the beginning. Who was from the beginning? It's Jesus Christ. And how do you know you are walking in the light? And it's the fellowship with Christ. Okay, so we're going to leave it right now, and we're going to leave that for the next segment.
We're going to dive in when we come back, huh?
Dive in the first letter of John, okay?
All right, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, don't forget our event tomorrow evening. Again, it's the Lay Witnesses for Christ International's Prayer, Praise, and Worship, along with our 2012 updates on our London Olympic outreach coming up in 2012. It's located at 13465 Midway Road, Suite 120 in Dallas. 13465 Midway Road, Suite 120. The website is lwfci.com. Lwfci.com for more information. And it's at 7:30. Again, featuring Taquan Moore and Pastor Diana Acosta and Robert Silva. So be there, be square.
Hope to be there.
All right, so 100.7 FM, Crystal Rock, we're going into more music.
Ha ha! el sol. Tengo una vida nueva. Ya amaneció.
Te convertiste en mi canción.
Nueva oportunidad. Trajiste a mi mesa. Trajiste color.
Ya no es blanco y negro,
señor.
Mi vida ya estaba a su fin. Ya no había razón.
Saturday night right here at 100.7 FM or online at thewordfm.com from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time for more great salsa, merengue, bachata with a message right here on The Rock.
Ven Señor, ven Jesús, tus misericordias fluyan otra vez. háblanos. Anhelamos escuchar tus palabras que nos dan tu santidad. Ante ti venimos hoy a declarar, nuestro anhelo es hacer tu voluntad. Cámbianos, toma nuestro corazón, hazlo como el tuyo, oh Señor. Este es el día. Tus palabras que nos dan tu sangre.